When we think of forests under threat, we often think of the tropical rainforest with its abundance of flora and fauna. It is the tropical rainforest that is most often in the social consciousness in regards to conservation. However, on the island of Hawaii, it is the dryland forest that is far more endangered. Almost 90% of the original dryland forest of Hawaii Island has been lost. Further degradation of the dryland forest can only be stopped by intervention from the stewards of the land, human beings. Teams of scientists, students, volunteers have been conducting intensive research over the past decade in an attempt to better understand the inner workings and interdependency of the dryland forest. For them, it is about understanding the reproductive, physiological, and environmental constraints that hinder the regeneration of this diverse and delicate ecosystem. The efforts of those stewards is starting to pay off. In the Ka'upulehu region of North Kona, the dryland forest is making a small but important comeback. Invasive species are being controlled, fire protection measures are in place, and this helps to protect the valuable native forest and secure its future. This dryland forest restoration project has proven so successful that the methods and research are now being applied to much larger areas of the region. There is much work ahead, but with assistance from government, community organizations, and local landowners, the dryland forest will make a comeback on Hawaii Island. Mahalo Aina is a collaborative effort of the Hawaii Forest Institute, County of Hawaii, Department of Research and Development, and Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Christopher Phillips.